Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Pete Urnott, the political guru for the whole show on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm Elisa Caffaretta, candidate for Reno City Council, and I want to talk about smart government.
Don't you mean small government?
Mother, smart government is focused on building an innovative, connected, and safe city.
Well, you should make it easier for people and cut the red tape.
Smart government is my plan to support tech startups and local businesses and to create jobs.
And what about controlling the city's budget?
That's what I'm saying. I'm Elisa Caffaretta. I'm asking for your vote for Reno City Council.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Pete Urnott. He's president and principal of government and public affairs for R&R Advertising. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Happy to be here.
Okay, on the date we're taping this, the headline of the USA Today says, biggest concerns for the population, according to USA Today, Ebola and ISIS. The economy comes third. What do you make of that? I mean, there are more husbands of Kim Kardashian than there are people that have gotten Ebola in this country.
Right. Well, it's scary, you know. I mean, there's just not many instances in at least the last 30 years you can point to where an epidemic in the United States is plausible. Now, of course, I think it's been completely overhyped. But that said, I mean,
plausible, I mean, really, I mean, the odds of you or I getting Ebola, I mean, I got a flu shot this week and I got a pneumonia shot. Thousands of people die every year from that in this country. Who's dying from Ebola?
Oh, nobody. But the point is, it's a gruesome, gruesome disease. And so I think just all of that plays into, you know, people's worst fears. But I'm with you. I mean, the odds of you getting, you know, Ebola are probably up there. Like 10 times the odds of you getting struck by lightning, you know, it's just hype. But
it's a specious argument, but I just want to throw it out there because it just stuns me that, you know, a national paper is printing a story like that. And you just think, with so many things going on in the country. All right, let's talk about Nevada and get out the vote. Republicans are obviously doing better this year so far. What went wrong with the Democratic strategy, or did they not have one?
Well, I think, you know, turnout is really a natural kind of phenomenon in a lot of ways. And you need either a candidate or a cause. And the problem for the Democrats in this cycle is they have a very unpopular president, obviously. And you have this margins tax that's on the ballot that is obviously very, very, very flawed. And that is a real driver for Republicans. So you have really no reason for Democrats to come out and get off their couch and go vote. There's no excitement. And for Republicans, you have a very popular governor and this whole margins tax issue. So I think they're getting caught both ways.
Well, don't you find it interesting, though, that the Democrat has such a great turnout machine, and we've seen it in play in so many previous election cycles, that at this point where the Democrats in power really need to have the Democrat voters come out and vote, that they're not doing it?
Well, I think there's another issue, too, that's been overlooked, and that is, you know, the United States Senate is in play. And so I think that the, you know, Reid machine that everybody's talked about for the last, you know, three or four cycles is dispersed across the country trying to save the U.S. Senate for the Democrats. So I think, you know, the top architects and operators of that Reid ground game are not in Nevada right now. And I think they're suffering from that, too.
As you look at races that should have been at least competitive, Aaron Bilbray, for example, against Joe Heck, that campaign has been a disaster. And it's the third in a row. You know, Shelley Berkley, Sheila Leslie were both disastrous campaigns. What do you think went wrong with Aaron Bilbray's campaign on our third campaign manager? And the person she has currently is pretty good sort, but, you know, it's a little late in the game.
Well, I don't know much about that campaign, and I don't know her, but, you know, Joe Heck's a good candidate, and he's a good congressman. And that's a district that, despite what the other side may think, that's a district that performs Republican and has performed Republican time after time after time, with an exception here or there. So you take the fact that Joe Heck is a good candidate, he's doing a good job, and he's in a district that's, I think, overwhelmingly Republican when it comes to performance, not just registration numbers. So I think anybody that gets in against him is going to have a tough tuggle, you know, with it from the beginning.
But, you know, really, I mean, isn't it a little bit more competitive than that? I mean, you know, it's been a battleground in that district for a long time. I mean, Dina Titus can tell you that that's not a safe district for anybody. But I think Joe Heck over the years has moderated some of his positions and is a more acceptable figure to that electorate. But it should have been more competitive than this.
Well, I mean, look, how she ran her campaign aside, if she'd have run the best campaign in the history of campaigns, she'd still be losing. I mean, it's simple mathematics. Right now, when you start with 62,000 more Democrats in Clark County, I mean, excuse me, statewide, 62,000 more Democrats, and the Republicans have outvoted them by 25,000. I mean, that's almost a 100,000 vote swing. I mean, just simple mathematics gets you at some point. There's just more of the other guys than your guys, and so whatever campaign you run, you just can't compete with the sheer numbers and turnout. And that's what's happening. You know, that's what's turned this entire cycle into a very, very interesting cycle.
Stephen Horsfood looked like he was going to sail to an easy victory. He had the money. He has great backing in terms of organization. GMMB does an outstanding job. And yet, at the last minute, American Crossroads came in. Do you think they just smelled blood in the water and said, this is a place where we want to drop almost $1 million?
Well, of course they did. You know, for super PACs like that, it's all about how many, not how. And if there's an opportunity to pick somebody off in, you know, Nevada or Nebraska, they're going to go do it. And that's what they're in the business of. And in the United States Congress, I mean, there's 435 members. And if you have one more than the other guys, you get to run the place. And so it's really, really important. And clearly, with the margins in the United States Congress today, every single race is important. So I completely understand it.
Well, and it was interesting because the DCCC, which was not playing at all in Nevada, suddenly turned around and spent a boatload of money to be able to try and protect Stephen Horsfood.
Well, nobody saw that coming. I mean, that goes back to my earlier point, which is this is an unprecedented cycle. And it's not just that the Republicans are overperforming. They are. It's that the Democrats are so significantly underperforming, which is different from 1994, which is probably the closest cycle of my life to this cycle. But the difference there was really the Republicans outperformed the Democrats. The Democrats showed up, just more Republicans showed up. But registration was much closer then, too. So nobody could have seen a race like Stephen Horsford's coming. Nobody could have seen the fact that the state assembly could be in play. You know, all of that is just is unique to this cycle.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pete Urnott. He's here for the whole show when we come back.
To contact Nevada newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Education leads to a bright future, but Crescent Hardy would turn out the lights on our schools. Hardy supports a reckless plan to slash education programs. Hardy backed cuts to early childhood education. He'd slash K-12 funding, meaning larger class sizes, and Hardy would cut Pell Grants, making it harder to pay for college. Crescent Hardy's ideas on education would leave Nevada students in the dark. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Urnott, President and Principal of Government and Public Affairs with R&R Advertising. Okay, so when we're talking about the Democrats, you have to talk about the unions. Where are the unions? Where's the culinary? Where's the AFL-CIO? I mean, certainly both of those are anti-question three, but in terms of getting out the vote, they got the people, they got their members.
Well, I think they're working their tails off. But remember, the culinary union is very concentrated in Clark County. So in certain assembly districts, certain state senate districts, certain county commission districts, their concentration is extremely effective. In a statewide race, not so much, but you know, if I know D. Taylor and his crew, they're working, you know, day and night. And Danny Thompson and the building trades, I'm sure, are working too. So they're not going down without a fight, without any question at all.
But they are really being outworked. The Governor's Get Out the Vote program seems to be, obviously, very successful. And this is something that your colleague, Mike Slanker, has been trying to get organized since way back in the day with John Ensign. To get a really solid Republican get out the vote to match the Reid machine. Is that the why things are going the way they're going?
Well, I think, you know, in the early part of the 2000s, we had a damn good ground game. But I think Republicans had to kind of stop lying to themselves about how good their ground game was. You know, they did it from TV spots, not, you know, belt buckle to belt buckle. And really, that's what had to happen. But the guy that gets a lot of credit for that, and should get a lot of credit for that, but a guy that doesn't, is a guy named Jeremy Hughes, who's the governor's campaign manager. I mean, he's a guy that has really been the architect of this. And sure, you know, Mike's the strategist, and deserves a lot of credit too. But Jeremy Hughes really is the guy that's made the difference.
The bottom line is two things, I think, and you are the master of this because you showed it with the Gwin campaign, which is A, you've got to raise, or at least claim to raise, a lot of money to scare off opponents from the very beginning. And then you've got to get out there and be with the grassroots. And that's what it's all about. It's connecting, like you said, belt buckle to belt buckle, but shaking hands, going to all the picnics, going to the barbecues. And the governor has been everywhere.
Well, this governor works hard. I mean, he works hard at being governor, and he works hard as a campaigner. And I think that, you know, that shows. And this is one of those things where, when we wake up Wednesday morning, we're going to talk about a lot of people that lost elections. This governor won this election. He won it a long time ago because he works hard. And he does all the things that voters want a governor to do and stand for and act like. There's a lot of pride that people feel for that office and for him. And so he's earned it.
Well, I won't take anything away from the governor because I'm a fan. But I will say that when you take over a state in the middle of the worst recession that we've seen in 100 years, when you're coming out of that recession, you get the benefits of that.
Well, yeah, but you should.
I mean, absolutely.
Remember, this is a guy that walked away from a lifetime appointment as a federal judge to come into a primary against a sitting Republican governor. I mean, even though I felt very strongly that he was going to be a strong candidate, that wasn't the issue. Why Brian Sandoval left the bench was because he saw that this state needed leadership and needed a direction and needed hope and needed optimism and needed a lot of hard work. And that's really what drove him to do it. And so whatever accolades he gets, whatever responsibility people place at his feet for the turnaround in Nevada is richly, richly deserved.
All right, let's talk about the assembly. Which races are going to surprise people?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I mean, look, I can tell you right now with this turnout, there's going to be a number of races. They're going to be way closer than anybody thought, and there's going to be some surprise upsets. But to pick those, believe me, I'd be a fool to start with a crystal ball.
Okay, but I mean, percentage-wise, you know, if you looked at the big picture, what kind of power do you think the Republicans are going to have in the assembly where they haven't had any for so long?
Well, I think undoubtedly they're going to have more members. But once you get past 15, you know, the difference between 16 and 20 is not enormous. Once you get past 15 and you have the whole two-thirds issue, you know, handled, then it's not much of a difference. At that point, then you're just looking for 21 or 22. But I don't know. The issue there is how much fall off there is between the governor's race and the assembly races. And I mean, that's just algebra above my pay grade. I don't know what's going to happen there, but it's going to be exciting.
The ballots are going to be quite lengthy, especially in Clark County with all the judges' races. Do you have concerns that people won't go all the way through the ballot?
No, that's going to happen. I mean, people won't get all the way through the ballot. And so that's the calculus that I think is very difficult for people is what's that fall off and when does it begin? I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to be below the judges in Clark County on the ballot. But, you know, how much drop off there is from the governor's race to the AG's race? How much drop off there is from the governor's race to state Senate and assembly? You know, we'll wake up on Wednesday and do a, you know, kind of forensic accounting of that. But to predict that now would just be a fool's errand.
And you're going to go to bed early on Tuesday night? I don't think so. We'll be right back with more with Peter and Hop when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Coming this November, the Newsline will be your television resource
for news, sports, weather, and all the happenings here in Lake Tahoe. We're proud to call this our new home here on KAME, My 21 TV.
And we'll be reporting from all over Lake Tahoe, including Incline Village, South Lake Tahoe, and Truckee. We've teamed up with respected news sources, the Tahoe Daily Tribune, the Sierra Sun, and the North Lake Tahoe Bonanza. This is Tahoe at its best.
Families are unique and face different situations. As your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center is here to help. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 or an auto title loan up to $10,000 in just minutes. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. We guarantee to beat the rate of any payday lender, and we lend more, way more. We look forward to making you part of our family. Find us at don'tbebroke.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Earnott. Okay, you talked about the AG's race. You know, I think most people would have said Adam Laxalt doesn't have a prayer going into this campaign against Ross Miller, and yet he is recovered and is doing astonishingly well. What do you put that down to?
Well, I would say, you know, listen, both candidates have run very, very, very good campaigns. But the difference right now is turnout. It's all turnout. Any race that you thought was a foregone conclusion is now changed around, just from the standpoint that when you have 25,000 more Republicans, you know, at the top of the ticket that have voted more than Democrats, you really, really, really change the dynamic of any race. And I think that race in particular.
And Robert Eithoven gets kudos, even if this is close. Does he not, for recovering from the missteps earlier in the campaign?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm in that business, so I don't try to handicap anybody. I would just say that I think both campaigns have run good campaigns.
All right. Let's go to some of the questions. The appellate court. Do you think that's going to pass finally?
I hope so. You know, it's needed.
Yeah, but I know you hope so, and I hope so, but do you think it will?
I think it will. I think it's going to be the only question that does pass.
Really?
I think 2 and 3 both lose. Well, 3, the margins tax, I think, is going to lose and lose big. And it should. You know, but you remember now, when question 3 goes down, it doesn't alleviate the whole issue that created question 3. You know, this might be a bad margins tax, but people support teachers and people support education funding. And so that need isn't going to go away. And so that next legislative session, I think, is going to be really focused on, okay, if not that, now what? And that's going to be an interesting debate.
But isn't that perfect for the governor? Isn't that the perfect setup for him in his State of the State address to talk about what he would like to do to improve the funding for education in the state?
I would imagine that will probably be the focus of the State of the State, yes.
I mean, that's the sweet thing for a governor going in with the approval ratings he has right now, the economy the way it has right now, the last couple of sessions where he's tried to, you know, either maintain or add money into education. It seemed to me that would be the leading thing.
Well, it's interesting when a governor is reelected, which I hope, you know, fortunately he will be, and they start to look at their legacy and they start to look at the totality of the work that they completed in 8 years. And 8 years goes by very quick. And, you know, Brian Sandoval didn't leave a lifetime appointment and run for governor or be governor to warm a seat. You know, he came here to do things. And I can't imagine anything that's more important in his mind than education or healthcare. But education, number one. And I think he's going to do his level best to really make a difference. And, you know, we've been at this, Sam, you and I both, been at this 25, 30 years. And we've seen many governors that we respected try as they might to change the trajectory of education and achievement education, and they haven't. You know, we've kind of, you know, moved the pieces around the board, but we really haven't got to anything that made a material difference. And I'm very hopeful that's going to be his main priority.
Well, I do want to throw in, and I think, you know, there's a political battle between the teachers' union and the legislature and the governor about raising money. But I think there's a disconnect between teachers. I think teachers are working hard. I think the majority of teachers are doing their best to help educate our kids. I don't think we have a state full of stupid kids.
Well, everybody supports teachers, and they should. And everybody should be wanting to improve our education system in Nevada. You know, undoubtedly it's going to take some more money. But is that the only thing? No, it's going to take reforms too. You can't talk about new revenue without new reforms. It's going to take both. And look, the teachers might have misfired on this tax, but their intentions were good and their intentions were pure, and people support that. And I see this next legislative session of the teachers coming back in the fold with the legislature, back in the fold with the business community, because the one thing that galvanizes us all together is we want to improve education.
What do you think? Now you're saying that you think taking money out of the Constitution is going to fail as well. Why do you think that?
Well, I just think that first of all, the makeup of the electorate is going to be heavily, heavily Republican, and even the independents, I think, are going to break conservative. And I think that's one of those questions where if you give it a quick read, it just sounds like you're going to tax the mining industry, which would be the effect. And I just think that, you know, people are not really in the mode for any of those kinds of things. And especially in the rural counties, and they're going to have a disproportionate effect on this election because of their turnout versus the metropolitan areas.
All right, so we're 2 years away, but who is going to be the Republican or choice of Republicans that's going to run against Senator Reid?
Oh, but I could probably spend the rest of the program listing off the list of people that might
run. We only have 23 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. There's a number of...
But is there one person that you would want to pick up the phone and say, you're the one?
Well, if the question is Brian Sandoval...
No, it's not.
Person?
I think he's made it very clear, and he enjoys being governor. Yeah. I think he's going to continue to be governor. Okay, we're out of time on the show. Come back soon. We'll explore that question.
So I got out of answering that question?
Yeah, darn it.
Fantastic.
Pete Arnett, love you. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure.
Always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Baby, you're not going to go driving right now. You've had a drink.
Will you let go of me?
Give me the keys.
I'm calling the cops. Turn around.
I'm being arrested for
Absolutely.
This?
Put your hands behind your back. Unfortunately, you're arrested for domestic battery. Come this way.
I'm defense attorney Jesse Coulter. Have you been charged with a ridiculous domestic battery like this one? Besides the stigma and loss of rights, you're facing mandatory jail time. I've saved hundreds of people from outrageous domestic battery charges. It's what I do. What's your freedom worth?
I was kind of debating between colleges and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just think that I have made it this far and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
It's time to eat. Eat at Joe's, where Reno's best burger happy hour is back. Buy one burger, get one free. Only at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Insurance companies will try to undercut you, knowing full well you're entitled to more. We have the experience, we know the law, we get results.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
On our next broadcast, part two of our conversation with Billy Vassiliadis, we'll be talking about travel and tourism in the Silver State. We'll see you on the next broadcast.